sits on nothing and kicks.
Correct. Pay that man $8. What is a spinster?
A lady in waiting.
Correct. Pay that man $9 because...
It pays to be ignorant.
As living proof to all you servicemen and women listening in over there that it does pay to be ignorant, here's another half hour with radio's biggest collection of zanies, the incomparable wit, George Shelton, Lulu McConnell, and Harry McNaughton, our doctor of music, Nat Novick, and the man who sticks his neck out every week at this time, our moderator, Tom Howard.
Thank you, Ken Roberts, and good evening, ladies and gentlemen. We bring you at this time another session of that zany quiz program known as Howard's Horrors. We have a board of experts who are so dumb, they think Chopin's Polonaise is a salad dressing. First, we have a celebrated author, Mr. Harry McNaughton, who has just written a book entitled Good Health and How to Avoid It. But here he is, Mr. Harry McNaughton.
Thank you. I have a poem, Mr. Howard.
Yes.
I wish that my room had a floor. I don't care so much for a door, but just walking around without touching the ground is getting to be such a bore. I'm flying all the time.
I imagine. Keeps you up in the air. All right. Next, you have a woman who has teeth like pearls, but they need restringing. A woman with a one-track mind, but there's always a troop train on it. Miss Lulu McConnell.
You know, Mr. Howard, I saw a man on the street today. I think he was a spy.
You think he was a spy?
I think he was carrying an atom bomb.
But what makes you think he was carrying an atom bomb?
Well, he was wearing an atom hat.
He was wearing an atom hat.
Yes.
All right, next we have a man. Next we have a man with such a small head, he has to wear his glasses on his Adam's apple. A man who was such a bad kid, he used to go from day school directly to night court, Mr. George Shelton.
How are you, Mr. Howard?
I'm fine. Well, let's get on with the next question.
Wait a minute. You haven't seen me for a week, and all you say is, that's fine. Why don't you say, hello there, George, old sport, how are you? Where have you been keeping yourself? What have you been doing?
All right. Hello there, George, old sport. How are you? Where have you been keeping yourself? What have you been doing?
Nothing.
Waste of time if I ever heard. Look, now let's get on with the next question, or rather the first question.
Yes.
It's a very difficult question. You might have a little trouble with it, but see what you can do with it.
Mm-hmm.
Here it is. How many lakes are there in the five Great Lakes?
Well, Mr. Howard, that's a geography question, isn't it?
That's right.
It is? Marvelous. Didn't take me long to answer that one, did it?
No. You haven't answered the question. You just answered my question.
Wait a minute. We answer the questions.
I know.
All you're supposed to do is ask them.
Thank you.
That's your job.
All right.
And I may say you're not doing very good at it either.
I see. Maybe.
Yeah, what are you doing? Getting tired?
I certainly am getting tired of the whole bunch of you.
Mr. Hart, what makes you so tired?
He's been breathing all day.
I just told Mr. McNaughton it was a geography question. How many lakes are there in the five Great Lakes?
Now, let me see. Five Great Lakes. Five divided by four.
Right,
minus two. Wait a minute. That's arithmetic. That ain't geography.
Surely it's arithmetic. I know that.
Well, what'd you say was geography? Who said it was a geography question?
The question is a geography question, but you made an arithmetic question out of it.
Why didn't you stop me? Why'd you let me tax my brain?
Your brain? You haven't got a brain.
Well, that's right. What am I thinking?
Yeah. The question is, how many lakes are there in the five Great Lakes?
I love a lake. I spend all my summer up on Lake Louise.
Yeah, I had a hard time getting up there this time.
Well, what's your favorite lake, Mr. McNaughton?
Veronica.
Did any of you ever go to school?
That's a good question. Who said that is?
Never mind. Mr. Shelton, did you ever go to school?
Oh, sure. You know, I was born in Brooklyn, and a funny thing, Mr. Howard, I went to school in Chicago.
My word, you had a long walk, didn't you?
Yeah, and I was teacher's pet.
You were the teacher's pet?
Yeah, she couldn't afford a dog.
I'll never forget my school days if I live to be 100.
Well, you only have a few more days to wait.
School, you know, I'll never forget my school days. My father used to walk to school with me.
He did?
Yes, he was in the same class.
Well, will you please try and answer the question? How many lakes are there in the five Great Lakes? It's an awfully simple question. You learned.
Not great at school. I was different from the other 6 and 7 year old boys.
You were different. What way were you different?
I was 19.
You were.
You know, Mr. Howard, the teacher and I were the only two in the class who shaved.
I see. Boy, I'll never forget the day my teacher made me turn my face to the wall.
What happened?
Her garter broke.
That's a snappy one, isn't it?
That's a snappy one. Yeah. All right.
All right.
Stop stretching it.
Never mind the pun. How many lakes are in the five great lakes? Look, Miss McCown, if I laid three eggs here and I laid two eggs here, how many eggs would that be?
I don't think you can do it.
I don't. Over now, and perhaps we'll get some good musicians a little later on. Now, here's the next question. What animal or fish is mentioned in the title of the show, The Voice of the Turtle?
Mr. Howard, did you say The Voice of the Turtle?
That's right.
Mm. Now, there's the silliest question I think I ever heard.
What?
Who ever heard a turtle having a voice?
What kind of a voice has he got, Mr. Howard? Baritone or tenor?
Ain't that off. He's a contralto, or she's a contralto.
Oh, he's the contralto.
All right. Oh,
my voice is changing.
All right, sue me. I don't know whether it's a she or a he. As far as I know, a turtle has no voice. It's just a title for a show running on Broadway for 2 years.
When did you ever see a turtle running on Broadway?
Please.
A turtle can't run, it crawls.
Mm-hmm. You know, last summer I called a turtle. A turtle, that is.
A turtle, that is. Yeah. Stay out Allen Valley, will you?
What'd you do with it?
Well, my wife made a turtleneck sweater out of it.
I see.
Very cheap, too.
I imagine.
Yes.
Now, let's get on here. By this time, what you've been talking about, you should be able to answer the question.
No, Mr. Howard, I tried to get a job in that show.
You tried to get in the show, The Voice of the Turtle?
Uh-huh.
What happened?
Well, what matter?
I didn't have the voice.
You didn't have the voice, I see. Too bad you got the shape.
Then I tried to get in that show, The Bloomer Girl.
Oh, you did, eh? What was the matter? Didn't the part fit you?
Yeah, but the Bloomer didn't.
You know, I worked like a dog when I was in the theater.
Uh-huh.
Worked like a dog.
A dog, that
Soon
is.
Soon I was beginning to look like one.
I imagine.
You know what burnt me up when I started getting fan mail from Cocker Spaniel?
Very interesting.
Mr. Howard, you ever see me in the theater?
Yes, I did, years ago. My nurse had me by the hand.
What's the matter? When they let you out alone?
Hello. Can we please get back to the question?
You know, I love the theater. You know, I played in a show once called Gaslight.
What did you do in Gaslight?
I read the meters.
You read them?
Well, you know, picked up a couple of bucks.
A couple of bucks.
Yeah. You know, I had a great actor when I was in Bourneville.
Yeah.
Oh, I wowed them in Detroit. I wowed them in Chicago. I wowed them in Cleveland.
I had the wowsiest act you ever heard.
I know a young lady in show business, a very charming girl.
Yeah.
Yes, rather. She's a chorus girl.
Yeah, what shows?
Practically everything.
Right.
Johnny, step in here. I get this. While Mr. Roberts is getting the folks up here, we'll hear Dr. Novick going through a series of weird noises. There he is, Dr. Novick and his stimpin' nuts. Dr. Novick.
It's a beautiful thing, whatever it is.
Say that. Although everything happens on this show, contest this evening, Mr. Roberts?
Our first guest tonight, Mr. Howard, is sonar man first class, Lou Falk of the United States Navy.
Well, that's well. Good evening, sir, and welcome to our program. It's nice to have you with us. How do you feel, sir?
Fine, Mr. Howard.
Good. Where's your hometown, would you care to tell us?
Yes, Long Island City, New York.
Oh, Long Island City. You're right at home.
Long Island City. Well, put me in a hypo and call me Dopey.
Good place.
I used to work in that town.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I was a thief in a rug factory.
You were a thief in a rug factory?
Yeah, I used to hook rugs.
Don't listen to him, Mr. Falk. He's a moron third class. How long have you been in the service?
2.5 years.
2.5 years. Congratulations, my boy. That's great. I see by that emblem you have there that you're out now. Well, that's fair. How does it feel to be out?
Feels very good.
I guess it is.
You know, my sister's was out.
Your sister's was out?
Yeah, my sister was out last night with a zebra.
Wait a minute. Your sister was out with a zebra?
Yeah, that's a wolf with service stripes.
Never mind. What are you doing in New York? You're here on for a meeting?
Well, this is my hometown.
I see. Oh, yes. You say you're from Long Island City. That is really New York. I'm not very well acquainted. You see, I'm a foreigner. I'm from Jersey. I wouldn't know that.
I know a musician who sells pianos on Long Island.
A musician who sells pianos on Long Island?
He lives on the Sound.
That's another one. Yeah, he lives on the Sound. Never mind. What did you do before you entered the service?
I was a musician, sir.
Oh, you were a musician?
Coincidence.
Oh, good. That fits in very nice. What instrument did you play?
A bass fiddle.
Bass fiddle. My, that
is... Bother your chin?
No, yeah, wait a minute. What do you mean, bother his chin?
I don't know. I don't even
know. You don't put a bass fiddle under your chin?
No.
You blow in it. Anybody.
Well, I don't know everything.
All right, let's get on here. I had a chance when I was young to learn an instrument. My mother wanted me to play an instrument, so I picked a mouth organ.
You don't pick a mouth organ. You pick a guitar.
I see. Okay, well, keep one out of your head. Let's get on here. Would you do us a favor while you're here? I'd meet you to the dunce cap there and pick out a question for us, please. And would you kindly read the question, if you don't mind? Just take
Do they study in law school?
Thank you. What do they study in law school?
Mr. Howard, you know, that's a fascinating question.
I'm glad you like it.
There's only one thing about it that escapes me.
And what's that?
The answer.
The answer. That shouldn't escape you. The answer is simple.
So is the question simple, if you ask me.
All right, I didn't ask you.
Oh, so you don't want me to answer the question, is that it?
I didn't say that.
How do you expect me to answer a question if you don't ask me?
When have you ever answered a question?
Are you asking me?
Yes, I'm asking.
Well, I'm not answering you. What do you think? I can get nasty if I want to be.
Yeah.
I can be obsolete.
Obsolete.
I can be adhesive.
Adhesive. College man.
Oh, I'd like to hide your Esquire.
Oh, yeah.
You dumb cluck.
Thank you. Mr. Sheldon, remind me to put barbed wire in your spaghetti.
Why should I? If you can't remember to put it in, why should I remind you?
The question is, what do they study in law school? Do any of you know what a lawyer is?
Sure I do, Mr. Howard. My old man used to be a sea lawyer.
A what?
A seagoing lawyer.
I'm glad you said it the second time. A seagoing lawyer.
Yeah. He used to take cases off the ship.
I see.
You know, my sister had a lawyer. Yeah, he got her a wonderful divorce. It was ideal.
What was so ideal about it?
He got the children and she got the maid.
She got the maid.
Or was it the other way around?
I think that may be it. Let's get on here.
You know, I have an uncle who has a farm over in Jersey. He's flying to Reno for a divorce.
Yeah, what does your aunt say?
Oh, she said it's nice flying weather.
I see.
Well, maybe you'll come back here someday on the farm.
No, I'm afraid it's too late now, Miss McConnell. My aunt already put her wedding ring in the bull's nose.
Put a wedding ring in the bull's nose.
Now the bull is taking the cow to Niagara Falls.
Well, they ought to have a nice honeymoon.
A honeymoon. Mr. Sheldon, you're a jerk. Let's get on here. And I might add, Miss McNaughton, you have attained the highest degree of stupidity.
And it was all done through my own efforts.
I see.
Shows you what perseverance will do.
Congratulations.
Thank
Mr.
you so
McNaughton.
Much.
Can we please get back to the question?
I think about getting a divorce from my old man.
You are, Miss McConnell?
Uh-huh.
What for?
Because he cracks walnuts in bed.
You're getting a divorce because your old man cracks walnuts in bed?
No, because he cracks it on my head.
Well, that's a funny reason for getting a divorce, you know. A woman usually doesn't head for Reno unless her husband has an eye on another woman.
Yeah, well, when my old man gets an eye on another woman, I close it.
I told you the question is not about divorce. Rather, it's about law.
Oh, say, you know, funny thing, speaking about law, Mr. Hart, I heard that in Kentucky, you can't hang a man with a mustache.
Why not?
Because you got to use a rope.
You got to.
Our next contestant, Mr. Howard, a very charming and a very lovely young lady, Yeoman Third Class Beatrice Johnston of the Wave.
Fine. Good evening. Good evening, Miss Johnston. And thanks a lot for coming up. How do you feel, Miss Johnston?
Fine.
Where's your hometown, would you care to tell us?
In Philadelphia.
Oh, good old Philadelphia. Ready for Philadelphia. That's fine. What are you doing in New York, would you care to tell us?
I'm stationed here in New York.
I see.
Now, what are you doing tonight, would you care to tell
me? Ah, Mr. Sheldon, I'll thank you to keep your mouth shut.
How am I going to breathe if I keep my mouth shut?
Breathe through your nose.
Do you breathe through your nose?
Certainly.
Well, why don't you keep your mouth shut?
Sorry. Sorry for the interruption, Miss Johnson, but you can't expect anything else from an idiot. How long have you been in the service, Miss?
17 months.
17 months. Congratulations.
Miss Johnson is a wave, huh?
Miss Johnson is a wave.
If she was in the army, she'd be Johnson's wax.
That's terrible, Miss. It's those kind of things that give radio a bad name, Miss Johnson.
I was wondering where it got it.
I see. What part of Philadelphia did you live?
In Germantown.
Oh, way up in Germantown, I see. Were you ever stationed in Philadelphia?
No.
You didn't? Did you work there at any time?
Before I came in the service.
Oh, I see. What'd you do there?
Worked in the Navy Yard in Philadelphia.
Oh, down at the end of Broad Street, called Hog Island. I know the neighborhood well. I used to live there. Well, great town, Philadelphia. Have you ever been in one of those? What'd you say, Miss McNaughton?
Very charming lady.
Thank you.
Just an observation, you know.
Yes, she is.
She's very sweet, very fascinating.
Yes.
Captivating, bewitching.
Go on.
Demure.
Yeah, I see.
Lovely girl, you know.
I see.
Mr. Howell, I didn't go out with girls till I was 6 years old.
You didn't go out with girls till you were 6 years old?
My parents were very, very strict.
I imagine. Shouldn't have left you out at all. Now, let's get on here. Pay no attention to them at all, Miss Johnson. We're going to throw them a fish any minute now. You know what it is? But I was intending to ask you about Philadelphia. I'm greatly interested in Philadelphia. Were you ever out at Willow Grove?
Yes, a number of times.
That's a great part.
You ever out to Woodside?
Never mind. Well, you cut it out. Let's get on here with a question.
I love your uniform, honey. You look so nice in it.
Yeah. Well, no, you look nice in that dress you have on, too, Miss McConnell.
Oh, this?
Yeah.
Oh, this is just something I grabbed out of the closet.
Well, you grabbed the moth bag.
Ah, your father's mustache.
Yeah. Your sister's out on patrol. Will you reach into the dust cap there and pick out a question for us, please? And will you read the question? Just take your time, Miss Johnson, and read it.
What animal takes part in a bullfight?
What animal takes part in a bullfight?
Is that where they throw the bull?
Well, you can say that. Of course, they do it in rodeo, too, but it's the same animal.
You mean a rodeo is an animal?
I didn't say a rodeo was an animal.
No, I saw the rodeo when it was at Madison Square Garden. Yes. Those cow punches sure are great.
Yes.
Did you ever punch cows, Mr. McNaughton?
No, but I stuck my tongue out at a rabbit once. Oh. I'm a great big bully.
Yes.
That's what I am.
You have lots of courage.
Yes.
I imagine. Let's get on here. I'm not talking about cows, and I'm not talking about rodeos. I'm talking about bullfights.
All right. Who's stopping you? Talk about what you want to talk about, and we'll talk about what we want to talk about.
But look,
we're not interfering with you.
But...
And if we continue along those lines, we'll get along swimmingly.
Thank you. Thank you, Mr. Sheldon.
That ought to hold him for an indefinite period.
I see. Did anyone in your family ever commit suicide?
No.
Why don't you go home and break the monotony? Question is, what animal takes part in a bullfight?
Think about animals. I was up at the zoo yesterday.
How'd you get out?
I saw a hippopotamus. I was very, very,
how anyone could get interested in a hippopotamus. Unless, of course, it was another hippopotamus.
I see what you mean. That's very nicely put, Mr.
Thank you.
Yeah. Good thing you don't know what you mean. Let's get on here with the next question. The question's about bullfights. It's a great sport in Mexico.
Do you go in for sports, Mr. McNaughton?
Rather, I like tennis. Yeah. And I play a vicious game of tiddlywinks.
You play tiddlywinks? What position?
I play left tiddly.
Right. Boy, that's a rugged position.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, tell him, man.
Takes a man a great muscle. I'm still trying to get an answer to my question.
You are? That's the spirit, old boy. Keep trying. Don't give up. Never say die. Chin up. Stop, fella. Stiff up a lip.
Mr. McNaughton, your head would make a wonderful flop house for a termite.
Oh, really? Well, we have a vacancy if you're interested.
Look, I'm asking you, have any of you ever seen Carmen?
No,
have
I
you?
Haven't.
You
no,
haven't?
I haven't, no. What's she doing now?
I haven't. It's an opera. Carmen is an opera. You've heard of the Toreador song, haven't you?
Oh, my old man was in that show.
Was he a Toreador?
No, he was a cuspidor.
Let me ask you again, Miss McNaughton. Do you know anything whatsoever about opera?
Oh, rather, Mr. Howard. I knew Madame Butterfly when she was only a caterpillar.
Folks, so here's our young singer with a voice like a turtle from the Canarsie Swamps to tell you what we mean when we say...
It pays to be ignorant, to be dumb, to be dense, to be ignorant. It pays to be ignorant just like me. When I was just a school kid, I was an awfully bright. I had a pretty teacher who made me say it each night. So you see, it pays to be ignorant. Have no brain, be inane, just be ignorant. It pays to be ignorant just like me.
That's all. Be with us again next week and hear us proven again by Tom Howard, Lulu McConnell, George Shelton, and Harry McNaughton that it pays to be ignorant. Ken Roberts speaking. This is the Armed Forces Radio Service.